Stay with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sulis. Interested in learning new skills online at a pace that suits you? Visit ecollege.ie to apply for one of our free online courses.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
Elon Musk says Twitter will provide a general amnesty to some suspended accounts from next week. The company's new owner is basing the decision on a poll he ran on Wednesday asking if certain accounts should be allowed back. Elaine Burke is the editor of Silicon Republic and she joins me on the line now. Good morning, Elaine. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what's happened now?
Yeah, what's the latest? There's something every minute, really, with what's going on Twitter. And Elon Musk essentially put out a Twitter poll that received just over 3 million votes, 72.4% in favour of amnesty for suspended accounts, provided they've not broken a law or engaged in egregious spam.
So he's going with that result. But I mean, the problem with Twitter, which he has identified himself, is that you've got no way of knowing who these people are, most of them who are voting.
Yeah, so bots were very important to Elon when he was trying to get out of buying Twitter. But now that he's making decisions that affect the user experience of millions of users, not so important. That seems to be the problem there. And because of those 3 million votes, there's no way of telling what was from genuine people. And 3 million votes for a platform that has 250 million daily active users isn't really representative, but he has seen this as the voice of the people and then the voice of God, which is his common refrain now in Latin. And this is the same way Donald Trump was reinstated. So that was a Twitter poll that got 15 million votes cast. 51.8% voted to reinstate him. And that was not a suspension. He was permanently banned for Twitter for encouraging violence during the January 6th riots. And so no one was expecting Trump to come back. And when Elon first took over Twitter, he said that no account reinstatements were going to take place before a content moderation council was formed. That has also not happened. So it's just the standard it's been for the weeks under Elon Musk's rule. It's changeable by every moment, and it's all really running on the whims and attitudes of one single man.
So these accounts then that have been suspended and he's now decided that they can come back, when will people who use Twitter, when are they likely to see those accounts back on the site?
So he has said that from next week, amnesty for those suspended accounts will be enacted. Now, that's not a case of flicking a switch. That will be something that people have to work on. And as is well documented as well, there's much, much fewer people at Twitter to work on projects. He has also very recently said that they're working on a new verified program to launch next week that will have different coloured check marks. So it's hard to say if any of this will actually take place next week, because a new version of the verified system was due to launch November 29th. He's now saying December 2nd. There's very few staff left. So even that stuff isn't really set in stone, but that's what he has currently said, that next week. And the problem there is this isn't really about the high-profile people, like your Donald Trump's coming back. Kanye West has come back. He has had his account suspended for anti-Semitic remarks and came back and said shalom. Jordan Peterson returned very eagerly to the platform, having been banned for some transphobic comments. But it's also the people that you don't know about that aren't high profile that would have conducted direct targeted harassment to people on this platform and were suspended for good reason. They're also going to be back, and they're not stories that might make headlines, but they will affect the lives of many users on Twitter.
You mentioned there the number of people leaving the company, Elaine, and there were fears that there would be problems on the technical side because so many people were gone, that it could run into operational problems. Any sign of that happening yet?
So apart from just the odd glitch that you would see on a platform that serves so many users on a regular basis, I haven't seen anything myself personally that signals that an imminent crash is going to happen. But reports from people who have worked at Twitter recently and in the past, reports from other site reliability engineers and people who do the kind of work that keep massive platforms like this alive, and are basically saying that, I mean, it's kind of one big problem away from a possible collapse. And there just isn't the teams there. They've lost a lot of tacit knowledge in the last few weeks.
And he's decided to close the Brussels office altogether, has he?
Those reports seem to be unconfirmed. The DPC is searching for clarity on that from the Irish office. But sources speaking to the Financial Times have said that that's the case. And that's a huge concern, because regulation and content moderation rules here in the EU would be much stricter than they are in the US. And Twitter has to adhere by this because it has many, many users based here. And there was a representative from the EU in Ireland yesterday trying to seek clarity from that, met with representatives from Twitter's Dublin office who have said that they are still committed to meeting the regulations set in the EU. But the EU is kind of like, OK, that's fair. Let's see that in action.
Elaine, thank you very much for explaining the latest from Twitter for us today from Silicon Republic. Next up, Callan's Kicks.